For WiregrassDailyNews.com, I'm Eric Sharp. Let's look at your latest headlines. Dothan has a temporary replacement lined up for the outgoing Kevin Cowper. Commissioners will meet Monday afternoon to officially announce current assistant city manager Randall Morris as the interim city manager. Reports say Morris will take over May 1st for Cowper, whose contract expires April 30th. Fallen veterans from Henry County are being honored again after monuments that were destroyed last year have been rebuilt. New displays are up at the Veterans Memorial Park after the structures were destroyed by a tornado in 2023. Henry County officials told News 4 unsolicited donations made the replacements possible. Enterprise is gearing up for a record number of tourists this weekend. The All-In Credit Union Vehicle Sale and Piney Woods Art Festival are both taking place. It's the first time these events will happen on the same weekend. Up to 10,000 people are expected to attend. Enterprise police say they've arrested a teen for arson following a fire at the Eagle Landing townhouses yesterday. Firefighters suspected arson and police then determined a male teen at the scene may have been responsible for it. Officials say that same teen may be responsible for another fire and burglary earlier this year. An Alabama House committee is shooting down a bill that would have allowed more than 30 death row inmates to be resentenced. The proposal would have required courts to resentence inmates in cases where the judge overrode the jury's recommendation of life in prison. Alabama gas prices continue to rise. AAA has the statewide average for regular unleaded at $3.27 a gallon. That's up 3 cents from last week and 10 cents higher than a year ago. Dothan's average fell by 2 cents to $3.26 per gallon today. The national average is at $3.67 a gallon. And that's the latest look at your headlines from WiregrassDailyNews.com. I'm Eric Sharp. For continuous news, it's News Talk 103.9.